past week with the things that happened to the Virginia football team, with three of their players being shot and killed today. They postponed the game. I'm hoping that UNI is on their way back home. I know they were kind of stuck in limbo there for a while. So we have Monday Night Football, the Washington Commanders at the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, look at that. I guess we did. We had Chris Lorenz, Executive Vice President of Palmer Group. So I was going to say, man, we had three segments already. I haven't even talked to NFL yet. But Monday Night Football, Washington, Philadelphia, it's a big game. Big game for Washington. It's a tough place. Go into Philadelphia at night and play them. Washington's been playing pretty well, kind of lucky to a certain extent, but they've been playing okay. So I'm looking at I'm going to talk about the Iowa Hawkeyes, Wisconsin Badgers, and then I'll talk about Iowa State, Iowa State, Oklahoma State. I watched a majority. I did a lot of flipping and watched the majority of the Iowa Wisconsin game. If I had to sum up in two words, what won the game for the Iowa Hawkeyes? The one, as always, their defense played really well. And two, the second word would be Cooper DeJean. An amazing game. His play on defense, it seemed like he was everywhere. His punt returns, you know, sometimes you don't think, you know, this was a game based on field position. And he flipped field position a bunch of times. It is his play. I mean, number one, we all knew the athlete he was going to be, right? I mean, it is. I think everybody saw what type of athlete he was. You never know how you're going to take that athlete and how he fits in. But you can tell on punt returns because he just has that knack. Because you watch a lot of college football and you watch people and they get punt returns and they're getting buried as soon as they touch the ball. It seems not to happen with him. Now, I know he has a great punter. Well, which wouldn't matter. But Wisconsin has a great punter, too. That was a really dumb thing I just said. Sorry. It's Monday. A lot of stuff on my mind. But his athleticism and his, what's the word I'm looking for? You have to have a certain mindset to be a punt returner. I think the term when I was his age was crazy stupid. Now it's just he has a different gear. He has a different way of how his vision is and the ability to make something out of nothing. If I was throwing a MVP out for that game, it wasn't even close. It was him. You just have a lot of young people on this team, especially on the defense. Now, I get it. Jack Campbell led him in tackles. I get that. But Cooper was second. Quinn Schulte was third. I mean, these are some young kids that are getting some time. And it is a ton of fun to watch. Because if you take those away, he had an interception for a touchdown. A punt return set up another. And when you look at the game, that's the difference. That's the difference in the game. I mean, it is just that easy. That's the difference in the game. Graham Mertz, I get how difficult it is to run against either one of these two teams. Wisconsin had 68 yards, says 51, but 17 of those were sacks. The Hawkeyes had 52 yards in total, but 41 of those were sacks. We'll get to that in a second. Caleb Johnson had 57 and a touchdown. Gavin had 19. LaShawn Williams had 17. There wasn't a lot of room. I mean, these averages on these runs were 2-4-4, 2-6, 3-2, 1-9. These are two really good defenses. Spencer, I mean, he was 14 of 23, 94 yards, 4-point average, a 5 average for Graham Mertz. So the difference in the game between the Wisconsin Badgers and the Iowa Hawkeyes was Cooper DeJean and Graham Mertz throwing 2 interceptions at really bad times. Other than that, this game was this game. And before I get to the Iowa State Cyclones, I'm going to say this, and I saw it last night, and I thought I took a picture of it, but I must not have. And it was comparing Iowa and Iowa State seasons. And Iowa's offense has not been very good. Iowa State's offense has had times where they've been okay, and they've had times where I think their difference in yards between the two offenses is sometimes Iowa State had a bunch of meaningless yards, and then mistakes happen. I think Iowa's had more to do with play calling in much of it. Yesterday, Wisconsin, I mean, Spencer had 2 seconds, if that, to throw the football. I mean, that's just not an offense or a scheme that's going to have Spencer be successful. So when you look at the offenses, okay. The defenses, Iowa's number one. At worst, Iowa State is number 4, number 5, right in there, 4, 5, 6, 7. I don't know. I don't think Iowa State creates as many turnovers. I think their yards per average is pretty close. So offenses aren't that much difference. Defenses aren't that much difference. Here's 2 differences. And the biggest one is special teams. And no punts being blocked. You're kicking your field goals. It's a mindset. Iowa's a very good special teams team. I think they're in the top 10. Iowa State is, their special teams might be worse than what their offensive rating is. So Iowa is elite at 2 and very poor in 1. And Iowa State is very, very elite in 1, especially, and I'm gonna put an especially on here on the Iowa State defense. They're playing different offenses than what Iowa has seen besides Ohio State. And they're still dominating. And the other difference is if you look at the full season, and I've done it a ton, and you can look at I have stats and I have team stats here. You look at Spencer, he has 5 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. He's been sacked 30 times. It's bad. And I see that, and you say, you know what? It's not good. And then you look at Iowa State, because I think that their defense has played amazing. I think I don't know if they're as opportunistic sometimes. They've missed a few pass interceptions that I think they could have had. I think the difference in their offensive way of looking at things is, I think scheme-wise, Iowa has a hard time getting people open, getting him enough time. The offensive line for Iowa yesterday did not play well. The offensive line for Iowa State did not play well either. They had moments, but boy, they had other moments where they just missed. Both teams. I've never, watching 2 football games, I've never seen more times that offensive linemen just plain whiffed a block. I mean, didn't even come close. I mean, I would not have wanted to be in the room. So if when you're looking at when you're looking at Iowa State, same kind of thing. Except for Hunter Deckers, he was 28 of 42. 274 yards. He only averaged 6.5, had a touchdown, but he had 3 picks. They were three very I can understand trying to make a play or trying to throw somebody open or trying, and these weren't good. I mean, you just have to, a truth is a truth. They weren't good. Lucky for Iowa State, or this game would have really gotten out of hand. Neither was Oklahoma. Even when Spencer Sanders came in, he was okay, but he was 9 of 13 for 84 yards. And in his touchdown, he could have ran it in, and he just flicked the ball there. Neither team could run. Hunter Deckers was, he was minus 9. I don't see a, let me see defensively. They had 4 sacks. Iowa State, looks like Iowa State had 1 sack. Iowa State had 8 tackles for loss. Oklahoma State had 11. There was some questionable play calling. There was some questionable, just different things being done. It was a very disappointing day for Iowa State, because they got beat 20-14, but those three turnovers were, I mean, you just can't come back from them. There is no possible way that you can come back from having that. Both teams had 50 yards in penalties. Iowa State had 8. Oklahoma State had 5. Iowa State had 5 turnovers total. Oklahoma State had 2, because we also had 2 fumbles. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I think there's times where Hunter, he looks at X too much, but X also had 10 receptions for 106 yards. Once again, you had 2 of Hunter's interceptions were, I'm sorry, and I mean, he was 28 for 42, so he had 14 incompletions. There were 5 incompletions that were just drop balls. You have such, even when you're at your best, you have such a slim figure, a slim slither of when you can make a mistake against a good football team. And no matter what anybody wants to say, Oklahoma State had high expectations. They lost their quarterback for a few games. They've had too many turnovers. They've had the same problems. They just don't have them in every single area. I mean, we've lost games because we've missed 6 field goals. Every single one of them have been important. We've done awesome on punt coverage and kickoff coverage until it matters. And then somebody gets a long one, or we have a penalty. We make a big play, we have a penalty. It's things that, if they were happening in the first 3 games of the year on either side, Iowa or Iowa State, if these things were happening at the beginning of the year, you would understand them. There were still things in that game, the Iowa-Wisconsin game, that as a coach, you have to be concerned going in to play Minnesota. I mean, I don't know how many of those hits Spencer Petras can take. He got crushed a couple of times. And you have to, give Hunter, and now I'm torn, because as a coach, I know how they're looking at it. Well, if we turn him loose, sometimes he's not making the right read, and he throws an interception. Or I mean, for all the interceptions that he's had this year, I have no, I don't know if they are, how many of them were on tip balls. I don't know. But what I do know is he has 17 touchdown passes and 13 interceptions, and he's been sacked 23 times. That's a lot of pressure. He's thrown the ball 398 times. We've played 10 games. That's 39 pass attempts a game because we can't run the ball. He's thrown the ball 398 times. We've ran the ball 319 times. And that's Hunter running 73 of those and Rocco throwing or running one of them. So if you take those 74 out, you know, you can kind of, I mean, that's a tough go. Now, in the Big 12, you can get away with that. The better teams in the league can do both. And we've had times. I mean, we're also struggling because our running backs aren't healthy. And I felt horrible for Deion Silas. He's healthy, and the first time he gets a chance to run in the game, he fumbles. It was a big fumble. Both of these teams had seasons that if certain things would change, they would be okay. I think Iowa State's stubborn on their special team stuff, and I think they needed to work an offense more around Hunter and the offensive line, and I think Iowa has a great defense and a great special teams, and they just don't want their offense to lose a game, and that's not a way to go into the season if you want to be a contender. See you on sports. I'll be right back.
Here's real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Monday. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ. Monday Night Football tonight. If you were looking for the UNI Virginia basketball game, it has been postponed. They did not see... They did not say if it would be rescheduled. I will try to dig that up and see what we can find out. So you get Washington at Philadelphia. That's going to be an exciting game tonight. 4-5 Commanders, 8-0 Philadelphia Eagles. This segment is going to be brought to you by Northwest Bank, commitment that you can bank on, taking care of your personal business, mortgage, agriculture, private banking, wealth management, and insurance needs. Every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Northwest Financial Group earns Top Workplace Award for the 8th year in a row from the Des Moines Register. See, that's workplace. So all of those folks are happy. They love what they're doing. That, in turn, comes right to you, the customer. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand, which if it's everybody, it's all the time. You can also take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. So, I mean, your need to go into the bank is not as great as what it used to be, but that doesn't mean you don't want to stop in and see them because of how great they are and you want to sit and talk to them. Once again, don't wait and open up an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment that you can count on. Member FDIC. Okay, I talked a little bit about a little bit of Iowa, a little bit of Iowa State. Listen, college football was fun this weekend. You have some coaches that, man, When you have some of these colleges out there, Texas A&M got beat by Auburn with a new coach with 3 days to prepare. They will not be bowl eligible. They've lost 6 in a row. I mean, does that I mean, that sums up a lot, right? And if you look at the coaching staff, and it is a crazy, crazy number for I'm trying to stall so I can see the number for Texas A&M. It is not good. It is 84. It is $84 million. People struggled with Jimbo Fisher because they didn't know what was his success at Florida State. And he goes to Texas A&M. It's a big time school. You're in the SEC. He has not been good. That's not the only. So you have there's some crazy things going on. West Virginia, Shane Lyons was he is the athletic director. He was fired for extending Neil Brown. And even though they upset Oklahoma, we'll talk about them coming up this weekend, he is 21-24. And he's 4-6 against teams that aren't even, I don't even know if they're in the FBI. I mean, it's not good. His buyout is $20 million. Missouri just bumped their coach, Eli Drinkwith, from $4 million to $6 million a year for a 15-16 record. And five of those wins are against non-Division I schools. Texas and Oklahoma. Texas hosting TCU, hosting huge. ESPN was there, never scored a touchdown. Bijan Robinson had 12 touches, makes them 6-4 and 11-11 since Steve Sarkisian came in. Steve Sarkisian running my offense, I would take every single day of the week. Steve Sarkisian coaching and being the lead, I don't know how you pay him. Brent Venables, Clemson, probably just as important to Dabo Sweeney in winning all those games. Clemson, let me pull this up just real quickly here. I have their standings. I thought I had their standings. How in the world? Maybe I forgot to do that. That's a humanly possible thing that I did. I can see. Give me 2 seconds. This is a great thing about having a computer right here. I can click a button just like that. And they're right. They're right at the top here. Clemson. Clemson's doing fine. So they're 7-0, 9-1. So I don't know if they're missing Brent Venables or not. They're one loss, Notre Dame. They're 7-0 in the ACC. Next team is Florida State at 5-3. Brent Venables went to Oklahoma. He's 5-5. He's 2-5 in conference. He has a 6-year, $43.5 million contract. His buyout's a lot. And you wonder, see, that's the biggest thing that's coming about in these new conferences, new TV deals, and all of that. You don't get a chance to be mediocre anymore. Florida State is 5-3, 7-3 overall. They have not had they've changed coaches a couple of times. They have not been good the last few years. I mean, a coach is everything. Steve Sarkisian, I'm telling you, unbelievable. If he's my offensive coordinator, I'm happy. I don't even have to worry about it. If Brent Venables was my defensive coordinator, you don't have to worry about it. That stuff matters. Football stuff matters. Coaching matters. One of the things that people get upset about with Iowa State is they don't have a special teams coach. One of the things people get upset about with the Iowa Hawkeyes is Brian Ferentz doesn't look like he has any idea in the world how to run an offense against the defenses that he's seen. I'm not a coach. I'm not going to play. Definitely not a football coach. I'm not going to play one on the radio, but I'm assuming they watch a lot of film. Somebody's watching a lot of film. And there were times in that game, with Iowa State that I'm watching, and I'm thinking, okay, you had to watch film, and you just, I mean, a couple of these scoring drives for Iowa State, you're like, okay, we've turned the corner, and we go backwards, and we start running the same plays we were running before. I don't understand them. And that's the problem that we have. And that's for Iowa fans. They don't want to be bowl eligible. They want to be a 10-win team. And it's getting to the point that winning the East or winning the West, Western Division of the Big Ten, it's not going to be there anymore. When you bring in a couple of new teams, and they're going to bring in more than two, you're going to go, everybody's going to have to play each other. So it's the top two teams. I mean, right now you have Michigan and Ohio State, when this changes, if you don't have an offense and you don't have a defense and you don't have special teams, you're never going to play in a Big Ten championship game or a Big 12 championship game. It's not going to happen. And seriously, when you look at Iowa and Iowa State's numbers, Iowa State's offense plays a little bit better than Iowa's offense. The turnovers negate a little bit of that. The defenses, Iowa allows less points. I mean, but there's not a huge difference. I mean, they're both in the top eight. Iowa's one. I mean, that matters. Special teams is huge. We hit field goals, and we have two wins, and maybe that changes your whole entire season. Maybe that goes away. Maybe then you have confidence that that happens. If we don't have a couple of punts blocked, maybe that changes your season. That aggressiveness with Cooper DeJean on special teams running punts, it matters. Those yards he gets for a team that struggles to get yards are huge. When you're looking at these great teams in college football right now, and there's some really good ones. I mean, right now, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, and TCU and I watched Tennessee this weekend. I watched the whole game. Wow. And that was in a tough environment. I mean, they play hard. Michigan, that defense is real deal, and their offense is more explosive. Ohio State, same thing. Georgia, same thing. You look at LSU, I mean, you're going to have to defend. And Iowa's defense going against teams like that, it's more difficult. It's not like they can't step up and play that defense, but to get into that grouping, it's a lot. Alabama, USC, Clemson. There's not a bad offense in the first, my gosh, North Carolina, Ole Miss, Washington, UCLA, Central Florida. No, I mean, by the time you get down to Notre Dame and Kansas State, not as good of offenses, but they're still probably in the 40s, and ours are in the hundreds. It's tough. What Kirk Ferentz has done, to a certain extent, is his first part of the season, he knew that he was in trouble and things weren't going to look good. But then he knew that Illinois game killed him too. They should have won that game. They played better. They just couldn't get anything offensively. Because they knew they had Minnesota, they knew they had Nebraska, and they knew they had Northwestern. Those were three wins. Just as long as the offense didn't totally explode. And I would say that same thing. There was none of these games on it. And I thought Iowa State may struggle. There is not one team that we played, except for we're going to get to play TCU, that we shouldn't have won the football game. But you had a mistake here. You had a mistake there. You had an interception here. You had a drop pass here. You had missed field goals there. And that's what happens. Those good teams don't have that happen. TCU makes a mistake. They come back and make it. They make a better. I used to think that coaches could stay forever. And we worried a ton about Matt Campbell leaving Iowa State. What are we going to do? Sometimes I get it. It's difficult to a certain extent. Do I think that Iowa State is that much under facilities-wise or any of those other things? No. Recruiting-wise? No. Look at the recruiting class they have coming in. They have a great recruiting class coming in. Is Iowa going to be better next year? I guarantee you that Iowa is going to be better next year because they don't have to play the schedule they played this year. But they're going to have to fix their offense or people's not going to be happy because with that schedule, people aren't going to be happy winning seven games. That's a 10-win schedule at bottom. And you don't want to be negative. This is Iowa. We're not negative people. But I can't keep hearing. See, it's different now because I can listen to Kirk Ferentz say it because he's winning football games. We're not. Iowa State, I said we there. Sorry. Iowa State's not winning football games. We are 1-6 in the standings, and there is no doubt with five different things happen the way they should happen, at worst, we would be 5-2 and in second place. I think we probably should be 6-1. Fumble here, fumble there, interception here, interception there, field goal here, field goal here, field goal here. And you have those games. Don't get a couple of punt blocks that you have to overcome. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. One more segment. Be right back.
When you're raised on a steady diet, you're listening to Steen on Sports, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday. Last segment on this Monday. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM. 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Website is 1700champ.com. You can listen to the show live. You can download podcasts. I upload them into Audio Boom, but they go out everywhere. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Once again, condolences to the Virginia football team, for Virginia University, for Virginia in full. Tragedy, three football players were shot and killed today, two others wounded. With that being said, you and I and Virginia basketball that was supposed to be at campus tonight is no longer. It was postponed. I think you and I is on their way back home. It took them a while because of everything that was going on. So keep them in your thoughts and prayers as well with the Virginia athletic and school community. So we're going to get Washington at Philadelphia. Big game. Philadelphia trying to stay undefeated. Washington needs a win that could get them, so they're at least in the playoff talk. So they're always looking for something right in that general frame. Oh man, so many things going on today. Crazy stuff. Okay, I'm going to do a little NFL. I have 8 minutes to do it in, and I'll do it as quickly as I can. But before I do that, two things. Chip Albright, Iowa Wolves Vice President, Marketing and Business Development, will be in here along with Melissa Mirfield tomorrow from Des Moines Orthopedic, and Joseph Glenn from Des Moines Orthopedic. He is the chiropractor clinical director. He will be in here, so that's 4:21. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. So Scott's going to be in here. We are going to have a full house, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Like to thank all of our sponsors, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, the Des Moines Orthopedic, just before mentioned, Heritage Building Maintenance, Palmer Group. Want to thank Chris Lorenz for coming in, Executive Vice President of Palmer Group. All right, let's give an NFL roundup here really, really quick. Commanders and Eagles coming on tonight. We started out with Falcons and Panthers. Panthers news today. His name's escaping me. It's going to hit me when I don't need it to. Their quarterback got injured. Looks like Baker Mayfield may be taking these snaps. The Buccaneers beat the Seahawks 21-16, and they're trying to right their ship as quickly as they can. The game of the day yesterday, the Minnesota Vikings beating the Buffalo Bills. A lot of things to say about this game. A lot of people not kind of bashing Josh Allen. Stop. He's still a top five quarterback in the league. He makes mistakes. He's a gunslinger to a certain extent. That's why you love him. That's why every once in a while you have to learn to love that part too. Minnesota Vikings fans have not always loved Kirk Cousins, but all he does is keep you in games, and he won you this game, even though that play call to get into the end zone that then Josh Allen fumbled in the end zone. It's just not a good. Kirk Cousins is not my guy that I want to go a half a yard. I'm sorry. I'm doing everything humanly possible but that. But that. But a great win. They're 8-1. See, that's the. Here's, and I'm going to jump ahead because here's the difficulty. The Green Bay Packers won a football game last night, 31-28. I was very hesitant to say that they won the football game because I think the Dallas Cowboys gave away the football game from questionable play calling from Mike McCarthy. The bright spot for the Green Bay Packers was the Rodgers-Watson connection, 3 TDs. He trusts him again. If he drops that first touchdown pass, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers ever looks his way again. And that young man stepped up and shoved all that right up into everybody's faces and said, I mean, that's a talented kid. He's got speed. He's got I'm excited for him. They're 4-6. That's 10 games. They have 7 games left. And we went through their schedule, man. That's going to be a tough road. I don't know how they're going to get in. But if anybody can do it, it's Aaron Rodgers. But once again, if you're an Aaron Rodgers fan, that play in overtime where he thought they should have ran the ball and they ran a play and he went over and he let his feelings be known not so nicely. You either love that or hate that. I don't know where I stand. I love it if you're not doing it with your face on TV. If you want to walk off the field, throw your helmet, scream for a little bit, and then pull over LaFleur and do that with people standing around you, I'm all for it. Because if that doesn't work and the referees don't call a holding penalty on the run and Dallas ends up winning that football game, that's the only thing everybody's going to be talking about is that play call and the way Aaron Rodgers reacted. Dallas made a couple of bonehead things with coaching and they don't have to talk about it. That doesn't mean all the rest of this goes away. The Arizona Cardinals won with a backup quarterback against a Ram team that is hurt, and I don't know what to think. But here's what the LA Rams will tell you. We have a great stadium, we have a lot of money, and we just won a Super Bowl. So, and I think that works. I really do. The Indianapolis Colts went in and beat the Las Vegas Raiders. You would think that Josh McDaniels would be in trouble, but he's not. Mark Davis said, listen, I brought him in to do something. He's doing it, and we're going to ride. I also want – I get it. Bill Cowher can say what he wants to say. There was a lot of people that said some things about Jeff Saturday. Every anger that you have out there should be directed squarely at the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, not at Jeff Saturday. If you want to be mad at somebody and how he did it and he didn't have these other coaches, be mad at him. Don't be mad at Jeff Saturday. They offered him a dream job. And he already, it's not for money. He's getting paid a ton of money to talk sports. It was his dream job on his dream team. I don't care what Bill Cowher says about coaching. He doesn't coach anymore. He's an old curmudgeon. Sorry, Jamie Gipple. And I like Bill Cowher. But I don't like coaches when they say stuff like that. Rex Ryan, blowing a gasket. Rex Ryan, dude, you've been fired so many. Shut up. Just shut up. You have no right to say anything. Well, I've coached all the... Yeah, and you were horrible at it. Ugh, drives me crazy. Kansas City Chiefs beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm telling you, folks, they are one or two plays away from being way better, and I wouldn't want to play the Jacksonville Jaguars later in the next couple of years. Trevor Lawrence is a real deal. I don't care what anybody, he's the real deal. The Miami Dolphins look good again. Tua, I'll let Scott get all that glory tomorrow. By the way, the New York Giants won again. They're 7-2. Oh, they don't play anybody. They're playing their schedule. Other people are playing their schedule, and they're horrible. So I think that's okay. When you're looking at these right now, I mean, the Miami Dolphins are back on top, 7-3. The Jets are right behind them. The Bills are right behind them. The Patriots are 5-4. If the playoffs were right now, all those teams would make it in the playoffs. Baltimore Ravens had a bye. It's hard to say. Tennessee. That's the next game for the Green Bay Packers is the Tennessee Titans. You're going to have to stop that running game, and you're just going to have to play. Kansas City Chiefs look good. The Chargers let another game go by. The Broncos are horrible. I don't want coaches to get fired, but I'm sorry. You're in a billion-dollar league, multi-billion-dollar league. They're getting paid millions of dollars to do one thing and one thing only. That's why Jeff Saturday has every right to do what he's doing. Because they're paying people millions of dollars. The Denver Broncos are paying Nathaniel Hackett like $30 million, and he's 3-6, and he's lucky to be 3-6. Josh McDaniels is getting paid $40 million. They're 2-7. The Minnesota, I don't know what to think of the Minnesota Vikings. I really don't. I know if I'm the Green Bay Packers, I don't want to play. I don't want to get in that Chicago Bears game with Justin Fields having four more games under his belt. Justin Fields is the most fun player to watch in the National Football League right behind Lamar Jackson, and I'm not so sure he's not more fun. He just doesn't have as good a team. The Seattle Seahawks, that was a tough loss for them yesterday. I have no idea what to think of the San Francisco 49ers. They had just as good a chance. They had just as good a chance to not win yesterday. So I have no idea in the world what to think. I don't. That's the thing. If you're all thinking that, man, the National Football League, man, it's the greatest football. Yep, it is. It's the greatest. But there's a lot of really, really, really bad teams. We got a bunch of stuff going on tomorrow. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Remember, I'm off on Wednesday. I am off on Thursday. I'm here Friday. I have Monday. Tuesday's you and I. Wednesday, I'll be here of the following week. And then it's Thursday, Friday, and it's Thanksgiving. It's that time of year, folks. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. See you tomorrow.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.